Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The Agriculture Ministry is optimistic that the sugar sector will be revitalized. Stay with us to find out more at later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui Jabe Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carson Muda is encouraging stakeholders in the sugar industry to be optimistic about the future of the sector. In fact, he is confident the sector will rebound. Minister Samuda says the advantages of cultivating sugarcane outweighs any associated negatives, especially due to its resilience to various climatic conditions that has enabled it to thrive for centuries.
What is even better is that to plant something that is almost impervious to predator lasting. Even flooding will affect the quality of the sugar, but it is only very temporary. As soon as it starts raining and dries up, you spring up back again.
Mr. Samuda is encouraging stakeholders to explore areas for potential partnerships with the ministry and to devise new methods of production which will increase output levels. This, he says, will ensure greater efficiency and enhance strategies aimed at including non-agricultural investors to become participants in the industry.
So my plea to you, don't feel discouraged even for a moment. You'll be faced with challenges. Don't for a moment allow yourselves to entertain any negative thoughts about your industry. Let's move forward with confidence that this industry is going to rise again. I'm sure we can do it.
This directive comes against the background of the end of the special quota arrangement to the European market for sugar from the African, Caribbean and Pacific countries, which took effect October 1. Mr. Samuda was speaking at the 80th Annual Conference of the Jamaica Association of Sugar Technologists, JAST, recently in Ocharias. The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you suspect that a new pest is on your farm or at your home, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 977-7160. The earlier the branch is able to detect a pest, the better equipped it will be in responding to and eradicating it. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Translation, if you cannot take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican say is, if you cannot take the pressure of a particular situation, find an alternative. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor scallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature scallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.